awesome. I got a great big pancake, right?
I got a great pancake.
And then he said, come and eat now. Come and eat now, okay?
On this
big one? All of those pancakes? Ooh, look at all that syrup. You start on that one, okay?
Do that.
No, start here, and then I'll do the next one next, okay?
Okay.
One at a time. One at a time.
Yeah.
No more. No more. No, don't touch that.
What?
You just eat your pancake. Mmm. Excellent, Mommy.
Oh, there are.
Really good.
Is that enough?
Okay. It's going to be enough. Out in the car, and Ross, I said, boy, this is hard, and Ross said, yeah, I know. First time I ever heard him say that. And Ross said, the messy old witch can't go to Halloween, because I said she couldn't go to the party. And he said, the messy old witch can't go to Halloween. And then he said, the fixed witch can go to Halloween.
Yeah.
So if she's fixed, she can go, right?
Someday, Tuesday, they're going to fix the great big witch.
Someday, Tuesday, they're going to fix that great big witch, right?
Yeah.
The great big witch, right? You think, who's going to do it?
Somebody's going to do it.
Mr. Finn.
Yeah, Mr. Finn.
Yeah. Because that's his house.
Yeah.
He's going to fix the witch out in his front lawn.
Yeah.
Because right now, she's a mess.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to talk to him about it, okay? Let's go talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Ask him, when are you going to fix your witch?
Okay.
Okay, we'll do it tomorrow, okay, after preschool? Okay. Apart from calling me Bungo, which he's been doing a lot of, Ross said he said, did you bring home the table? Because I told him that I was going to bring home the table for the pumpkin. He said, did you bring home the pumpkin for my table? No, he said, I want the pumpkin for my table. That's right. He said, I want the pumpkin for, he meant to say, I want the table for my pumpkin. He said, I want the pumpkin for my table.
Well, what are we gonna do then?
Ross woke up and said, I want my Big Bird. And he said, did you cry? And I didn't come home? Why? And I said, yeah, I cried. I guess he was talking about his dream, right? Was that your dream? I cried or something, and he didn't come home. Oh, that was yesterday. That was because he was at Alice's house, and I told him I want to come home. He didn't cry. I said, I want you, Ross. So he thought I was crying because he didn't come home. I said, will you put on this instead of will you put this on, which he sort of said. He was putting on some clothes.
I said, will you button this?
Oh, will you button this? That's okay. That you can say. You want your shorts first?
Yeah.
Let's see. Before you hear Charlie Brown, what do you want to do?
Have my shorts.
First?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just a minute. When you came home, I said, you want to watch out for that water, right? You were turning the sprinkler on. And you said, yeah, let's hurry up before the water comes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first time I ever heard you say before, the word before. Okay, now, I'm going to put your Charlie Brown tape onto this tape recorder, right? Would you like to hear your songs or your Mother Goose?
No, Charlie Brown.
You want Charlie Brown? Okay.
No, Charlie Brown book.
You want your book too? Okay, where's your book?
No.
I'll look for it. No. Here it is.
No.
Here's your Charlie Brown book.
I'm a sword.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, now is that all you want?
Yeah.
Okay. I said to Ross, he said, I've got a noisy bicycle. I said, that's not a bicycle, that's a tricycle. And he kept on insisting that it was a noisy bicycle. And I said, okay, if you say so. And I said that a couple times. And finally, he said, yeah, I say so. And I say, yeah, it's a... Now he's yelling at me from outside that it's a tricycle. It's a tricycle, Ross? Anyway, then he said, yeah, it's a noisy one. It's the first time I ever heard him say one like that. He was referring, because we had mentioned the fact that it was a tricycle or a bicycle, whichever one, so often that he finally decided to call it a one. Ross said, Marky don't like milk. And I say, no, say Ross, Ross say, Marky doesn't like milk. and you say he doesn't like milk, and he said, you doesn't like milk. You doesn't like milk.
Said it twice.
Right, he said it twice. They're talking about how nice it is to be loved. And he said, the witch isn't loved.
Is not loved.
The witch is not loved. Right. Recording this, and then he said, the witch don't like to be loved. No. Ross said, looked at the leaves in the bottom of my teacup and said, your mustache down there? And I said, why? He said, your mustache not big enough? And evidently he was trying to tell me that my mustache had fallen off into my teacup. And then I said, I'm going to go to my office. And he said, no, wait for me, okay? And a little bit earlier he said, may we start our dinner now? Ross brought in a little lion and said, this is myself. And I said, are you a lion? And he said, no, I'm a little boy. And he had, a little earlier today, Mark had thrown one of the doll lions, the puppet doll lion baby into the toilet. And he had that in his other hand. And he said, this is mommy. And this is me. And he pointed to the little ceramic lion that you brought in. This is me. And then I said, where's Marky? He said, he's wet. That is, the other doll that represents Marky was wet. And he said, this is myself, pointing to the little ceramic lion that he had brought in. So he was the little ceramic lion, and Marky was the doll lion that was wet, and Mommy was the lion, big lion, puppet lion, Mommy. Said I don't show and tell today. He means I didn't show and tell today. Stupid bagel. It's not a bagel. It's a lion. He's calling that gap at you, stupid bagel, to the lion. That's what he learned from his Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin book. Ross was bound behind the closet with his little fingers, and I said, "What happened to my little boy?" And Ross came out and said, nothing happened to your little boy, right?
What? Nothing happened to your little boy.
Good. No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. And then before he said, I'm not a ghost anymore, right? He said,
yeah. I'm not a ghost anymore.
And then he said, I'm a ghost right now. Say that.
Ah, I'm a ghost right now.
And what he meant was, I'm a ghost again, or I started to be a ghost again, or now I'm a ghost. Something like that. Which one is the nice bear? He has a big bear and a medium-sized bear. He said, this is the nice bear and this is the nice bear. Because he likes them both. Ross was moving the chair, and he said, I'm heavy for that big chair. And he meant, that big chair is heavy for me. We were talking about keys, they're my keys, and he wants his keys. And he said, my keys don't work in your door. And I said, how come? Because my keys are too small. Ross said, I can't open my keys with my door. He meant, I can't open my door with my keys. Or the car. And he says, I get right down up in here. And I kept on trying to get him to not use the word up. And he said, finally, I get right down here. But he said, right down up in here several times before I could get him to do it. But he did change finally. And then he said, daddies don't fit in here, right? And then when we got home, he said, it's not water, it's dark. As if it's being water was like, it's dark, it's raining, and so on, right? And then he said, we got inside, and he said,
oh, we forgot the table, right? Which is true. We had said we were going to bring home the table for the big pumpkin, but Daddy forgot it at the last moment. Silly Daddy.
What's going to do right now?
Go back and get the table?
Yeah.
No, I'll bring it home tomorrow.
Okay.
Ross said, I scream at preschool and the monster get us. That's describing some stuff he did. And then I asked him, how do you know when you're happy? I said, you happy? How do you know when you're happy? He said, Daddy say to me, ha ha ha. And he smiled real broad and looked real happy. And that's how he knew when he was happy. And then a little earlier he said, Ross, go back. He said, me and Daddy and Ross are going to buy Marty a blanket. Me and Daddy and Ross. What he meant is me and Daddy. Oh, no, sorry, he said, me and Ross and Daddy are going to buy Marty a blanket. But he really meant just that me and Daddy are going to buy Ross and Marty a blanket. But he added the extra Ross in there. Ross said, Ross, you my tape recorder all like you? Just like yours is what he wanted to say. Okay, Mark's going to do a little clicking for us. I was putting Ross to sleep, and I walked out of the room, and he said, you forgot my book. That is his Charlie Brown book. And I went back and said, what else did I forget? And he said, my kiss.
Okay.